Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need thy mighty hand today. Just to thank you tonight, just to thank you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to enter the Word of God from going forth, and Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, prepare the people's hearts to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth, and Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like to open up to the book of Psalms 139. We'll be looking at verse 23 and 24, and also Jeremiah 1, verse 5. And the Word of God reads in Psalms 139, 23 and 24. It says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked ways in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." In Jeremiah 1, verse 5, the 8th clause of the verse says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about, don't miss out on your destiny. Don't miss out on your destiny. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are living in a time and a season where we must be serious about our purpose that God have created us for. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, someone may ask you, what is there that you've been born to do? Believers in Christ, through the use of the internet, we are able to reach and teach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. Do not miss out on your destiny. Believers in Christ, your life is not a mistake. God created you to have a prosperous destiny. Child of God, your destiny is too important for you to miss out, regardless of where you are in life in 2023. Beloved, whether you are struggling with keeping it all together or trying to stitch pieces together so that they do not break or fall out. You are secure in the Lord, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith. You see, the word destiny means simply God's plan and purpose for his children conceived long before we were even born. I'm going to say it again. Destiny means God's plan and purpose for his child conceived long before you are even born. Believer in Christ, God has a plan and a purpose for creating each one of his children. And he has assignments laid out for us to accomplish here on planet Earth. So do not miss out on your destiny. Child of God, you may think that where you are right now is where you are going to be forever. But my brothers and sisters in Christ, that is not so. Because without the test, there would be no testimony. Without a struggle, there would be no triumph. So believe in Christ, your pain that you are experiencing, even right now, it serves as a purpose. Because your destiny is kin to your pain. So the things that are driving you through your struggles is what is going to push you into the next level of your destiny. Yes, child of God, sometimes you have to walk this journey alone. And it will include the destiny that God has for you. You see, at times you will notice that people begin being funny with you. This is a sign that your time, that their time in your life is up. Remember this always, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Child of God, whatever will be, will be. You see, when Jesus carried his cross, where were his disciples? So there will be times when the task at hand must be done on your own. Yes, beloved child of God, you have to get to a place in life of knowing that God will always be with you in your time of separation. See, the Bible says in Hebrews 13, verse 5, the because of the verse, it says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So be encouraged in 2023. Don't miss out on your destiny. Beloved, God knows everything that is happening in your life. Even right now, God has given each one of us a destiny, something to do in this life, something only you can do. See, God has already wired you up with certain ambitions, certain goals, and desires. The Bible says here in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. So, beloved, before you were even born, God gave you a unique mystery of spirits of gift, mixture. God gave me a unique mixture of spiritual gifts, passions, ability, personalities, and experience. Listen, there is no one like you in the entire universe. So, child of God, your destiny has your name on it. Not your mother, not your father, and certainly not your friend. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in 2023. Child of God, your destiny has your name on it. Not your mother, not your father, and certainly not your friend. Beloved, your destiny is coming with tribulations. However, they will not last always. Child of God, if you sought a sign of the blessing that is coming, you would understand the magnitude of the battle you are fighting. Yes, believer in Christ, sometimes people will tend to judge you prematurely until they realize that you are not who they said you are. People of God, hardship are often prepared for ordinary people, for an extraordinary destiny. Child of God, instead of allowing the pressures of people and the world to define who you are, speak to God about your purpose and ask him for full focus in 2023. Because the world you live in is filled with distraction. But you see, real focus is key when walking into your destiny. Real focus is key when walking into your destiny. Sure, you'll be distracted on the left and also on the right. But let your mind be made up. Let your heart be fixed. And realize on the assignment that God has given you to do. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, some of us may have the talent to encourage and motivate others. That is a very unique gift. But we must still be about our Father's business. We must still stay focused on the vision God has given us to do. So, beloved, we all have a gift which coincides with our destiny. Believe in Christ. Do not downgrade your dream to match your reality. In other words, upgrade your faith to match your destiny. That is there to be repeated. Believers in Christ, do not downgrade your dream to match your reality, but upgrade your faith to match your destiny. Remember, God takes us from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Every day is an opportunity to work closer towards your destiny. Beloved, life is not about building your own empire and expecting people to follow you. No, my brothers and sisters in Christ, people of God, we are all on a team. And we must work hand in hand in order to fulfill each other's destiny path. You see, your path may not be the same as my path. But child of God, we must do what thus says the Lord and walk in unity in order to accomplish the goal that is set before us. Child of God, don't allow society or people to define who you are and what you should be doing. You see, God is working something special in your life today. Remember, your destiny is too important for you to miss out. So do whatever it takes in order to fulfill your destiny in 2023 and so forth as moving forward in the things of God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, there will be times when you're going to feel like giving up. But remember, the word says that God is faithful. He's faithful to his word, and he's faithful to himself. Even when we sometimes get a little bit flat, and we lack the drive to keep pursuing the goal that God has already placed within our lives. So, beloved, your destiny is God's unique purpose, God's special plan for your life. And it is tailored just for you. If you want to fulfill your God-given destiny, you must need to make wise choices and decisions all along the way. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it may be tight, but it is right. Because your destiny is God's unique purpose, God's special plan for your life. When we look at the word of God, we know God's word will stand. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will stand forever. We are reminded that God's eye goes to and fro, looking for those that is loyal, their hearts are loyal towards him. In the book of Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. It is a promise that is given, but we must do our part, because God will do his. So do not miss out on your destiny. Beloved, many times people scream away from God's will because they move too quickly by taking what they think is his will and running with it. The word says in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 1, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. So when it comes to being certain of God's will in your life, it is best to look for multi-confirmation. Believers in Christ, God leads you to your destiny in a variety of ways. He can lead you to your destiny by his word. Because the Bible says in Matthew 4, verse 4, It says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Yes, beloved, you can be absolutely certain that God will never lead you in a way that is contrary to what he says in the word of God, the Bible, the holy book, biblical instruction given before leaving earth. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible tells us what God wants us to do. And the Bible also tells us what God does not want us to do. So when we read the scriptures, they should wake us up in areas where we are spiritually asleep. It's time for the church as a whole to shake herself and become alive again. Another way that God may lead us is by his peace. Bible says here in Colossians 3, verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called into one body. And be ye thankful. So, beloved, let God's peace rule in your heart. Just like an empire, his peace, talking about God's peace, will tell you whether you are safe in his will or whether you are out of his will, out of the will of God, where it says in Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing but in everything through prayer and supplication, making your requests known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So, beloved, another way that God leads is by desire, where it says in Philippians 2, verse 13, it says, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So, believer in Christ, God will lead you by placing his desire into your own heart. Yes, we are reminded again with Psalms 139, verse 23 and 24, when it says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked ways in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Yet the psalmist here have given God the right to search his heart, because out of his heart are the issues of life, where it says the heart is wicked. Who knows it except God himself? Because he created us, he knows all about us. We serve a God who sits high and looks low, knows all by name, the very hairs on our head. So, beloved, don't miss out on your destiny in 2023. Beloved, another way that God leads is by giving you an inner witness in your spirit, in your life. Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 16, it says, the spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons and daughters of God, that we are the children of God. So, beloved, when you first got saved, God gave to you an inner witness that tells you that you are his child. You see, the Holy Spirit continuously bear witness with you in all areas throughout your life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Psalms 18, verse 28 says in the B clause of the verse, that the Lord my God will enlighten your darkness. This enlightenment is an inner witness that God gives. Also, God leads by speaking through the inward voice of your spirit. That's why it's so important, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to keep your eyes on the Lord, to look onto the hills from which cometh your help, to know God for yourself. The Bible says, my sheep hears my voice, and they follow me. Yes, spending time in God's word, spending time with Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. There's no such thing as lost time when it comes to God's business. If we go about during our Father's business, we don't have time to get involved in foolishness and things that mean nothing in our lives. Jesus said, I must work while it is day, for night coming when no man, a woman, can work. Child of God, as the Holy Spirit speaks to your spirit, make sure that your conscience is clear, because your conscience will tell you what to do. God always, and he also will use wise counseling to lead his people. I am reminded in the book of Proverbs 13, verse 20, he that walketh with wise men will be wise. But the company of fools will be destroyed. So, beloved, do not walk with fools, because their ways are foolish. Because your life will begin to unravel or come apart. Believe in Christ. God wants you to be humble. Humble enough to receive sound advice from godly people that he brings your way. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God also will lead by provision. Beloved, when God leads, he also will provide. So don't miss out on your destiny in 2023. The Bible says here in the book of Psalms 37, verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. So, child of God, be encouraged tonight that you can fulfill your destiny by placing your trust in the Lord. And let God charter your course based on how he leads and not according to your own understanding. So, beloved, as you let God be the one who orders your steps, and you will be fulfilling your destiny. Yes, believer in Christ, the Lord have chosen you in order to bear fruit in your life. When you pursue the purpose of God in your life, you should not allow any other influence to derail or divert you from your destiny. You should be willing to pay any price to please God in order to fulfill his plan in your life. See, the word of God says in Hebrews 11 and 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, believer in Christ, when you reach the end of your life, you want to say, like the Apostle Paul said in the book of 2 Timothy 4, verse 7 and 8, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course or my race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. So you need such a dedication. You need such a commitment in 2023 in order to fulfill the destiny that the Lord has planned for your life. Where it says here in the book of John, chapter 9, verse 4, it says, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. So, beloved, another key to fulfilling your destiny is to forget the past and to press on toward the goal that the Lord have given to you to do in 2023. Child of God, do not allow yourself to be bound by your failure, bound by your sin of your past. Because the Lord is merciful to forgive all of our sin and iniquity. He will remember them no more. So therefore, you must receive forgiveness for all your sins and be cleansed by the blood of Jesus, and to move on forward towards fulfilling your destiny. Sure, child of God, you must put the past behind you and press on forward towards the goal in order to win the prize which God has called you into Christ Jesus. Yes, my brother and sister in Christ, yesterday is over, and tomorrow is a new day, a new opportunity to make a brand new start. You see, when you forget the past and you press towards the call of God in your life, you will have to you'll have a greater sense of satisfaction and fulfillment of obtaining your destiny in Christ, the author and finisher of your faith. So again, in 2023, do not miss out on your destiny. Just for a reminder, my brothers and sisters in Christ, believer in Christ, your destiny hangs on this question. Who do you say that I am? Child of God, live out or live on purpose, with purpose in mind. Remember, the first key to fulfilling your destiny is to realize that you are not perfect yet. So, beloved, our true riches are external, and our works will be tried. And if they are pure as gold, they will bring us eternal reward. Child of God, you need your spiritual eyes to be open in order to see beyond the natural into the supernatural. Child of God, the first key to fulfilling your destiny is to realize your true condition. Psalms 139, verse 23 and 24 says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked ways in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Yes, in order to fulfill your destiny, it is for you to pursue the purpose of God in your life with diligence. The Lord have chosen you and have called you with a purpose. You see, once you become a child of God, you must press on in order to find out the plan of God for your life. And then you must pursue that plan with your whole heart. Yes, beloved, the purpose of God for your life is to make you a witness of the gospel of Jesus Christ and to win souls and to make disciples. The purpose of God is to transform your life into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. As the Word says, don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is that perfect gift is. So don't miss out on your destiny. Again, we are thankful and grateful for what Jeremiah says in a clause of the verse, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Believers of Christ, your life is not a mistake. God created you to have a prosperous destiny. He created you in order to fellowship with Him. Yes, the Word of God is awesome. It's powerful. More powerful than a two-edged sword, piercing the soul and the sunder. The that the word of God will ever so be lifted up, will ever so stand. The word of God is nourishment for our spiritual soul. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, do not miss out on your destiny in 2023. Remember, child of God, where you are right now, it doesn't mean that you'll be there much longer. See, the word of God says that if we do our part, God will do his. So our mind must be made up. Our heart must be fixed. That the world is behind us and the cross is before us. Let us walk in obedience by faith and do what the word says in 1 Samuel 15:22. Because the verse says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. So we must do this in faith. Because now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So child of God, we believe that God is able, willing, and ready to get up at a higher place in him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, child of God, get to a place in your life of knowing that God will always be with you, even in your time of separation, promise to never leave you nor forsake you. God has already wired you up with all that you need while you're here on planet Earth to witness to others, to bring them to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, child of God, your destiny, God's plan, God's purpose, has your name on it. It doesn't have your mother. It doesn't have your father's name, and certainly not your friend's name on it. It belongs to you, and only you, with your decisions and choice, can bring it to the forefront. It may blossom in such a time as this. Remember that your destiny will come with trials and tribulation. However, they will not last, only for a season. So, child of God, if you saw the size of the blessing that is coming, you will understand the magnitude of the battle you are fighting. Word of God says, the word of God says that greater is he that's in me than he is in the world here in 2023. Word of God says in 1 Samuel 15:22, because of the verse, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, child of God, if you saw the size of the blessing coming, you would understand the magnitude of the battle you are fighting. Believe in Christ, sometimes people will tend to judge you prematurely until they realize that you are not who they say you were. People of God, hardship often prepares ordinary people for an extraordinary destiny. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, do not miss out on your destiny in 2023. Do not allow the pressure of people in the world to define you. Speak to God about your purpose. Speak to Him in order to be fully focused. Because the world that we live in is still full of distraction. See, real focus is key when walking into your destiny. Some of you may have the talent to encourage and motivate others. That is a very unique gift. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your faith, my faith, is very important in the times that we are living in. Again, we must put our trust, our dependency on God. Trust Him with all areas of our lives. Again, we're reminded in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our path. This is a promise that God has given to the New Testament saints, and He shall bring it to pass. All we got to do is position ourselves in order to receive the blessing that is in store for us in 2023. So do not miss out on your destiny in 2023. We just hope and pray that was something that was said that will bring encouragement to your soul. As we bring this teaching to a close, we just say amen, amen, and amen this night in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening in tonight. We hope you've learned something that you can apply to your life. If so, please share the information with your family and friends, as well as the telephone number. Boy, boy, boy. Oh, my. Throw out the phone number. Anyway, I can't recall the number at the time, but you know what it is, so share the number. As well as if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864. Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I-B, as in boy, E-A-U-X, as in x-ray, or Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. God bless. Have a wonderful week. And if the Lord allows, we'll be back with you again on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.